get a bite to eat at the local barbecue. It's just another boring.
Say.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fight Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on a New York
is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, he said.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, he said.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, he said. Relax yourself, girl, he said. Relax yourself, girl, he said. Relax yourself, girl, he said.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your known piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella, swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just delope. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome back to another show of all sorts of sports. I'm DJ Coke Dog, and unfortunately, I'm partnerless today. DJ Showtime couldn't be here with us today. But hey, I can manage for the next hour and a half. Always exciting in the sports world. We always have entertainment. So we're looking at the NBA's in the playoffs right now. Baseball's starting off. They're about in the quarter of their season. Soccer's always playing throughout the year. And I mean, I'm gonna start first with, I'm going over to the NBA playoff times. You say playoffs? Playoffs? Yeah, we talking playoffs, baby. The game's coming up today. We got the Miami Heat game one, and they're playing Milwaukee, and we have OKC playing Houston. Both game ones coming up, and those are at 7 o'clock.
What's up, niggas?
And 4 o'clock.
And yo, I know you ain't talking about
That's
me,
not
dog.
A good sign
you?
To play for what? My phone. Fuck Jay-Z. Yeah, I also have the Giants game up on the board. They're up 5-0. Yeah, baby. Zeta went 7 innings. 7 full, scoreless. And he left to a standing ovation. He still got it. My boy. And Buster hit he's starting to get into his groove a little bit. He hit a two-run shot today. But anyway, back to the playoffs. San Antonio today. They just took down LA Lakers 91-79 for their first win of the series. Yeah, so I do not think the Lakers have a chance without Kobe. And I mean, San Antonio, they're just an all-around solid team. And I think they're giving a lot of problems for the Lakers. And Lakers, I mean, they always struggle too with quick little point guards. And that's exactly what Tony Parker is. He's a tiny little shifty guy. And he had 18 tonight. And I mean, yeah, they always have problems with those guys. Even with Dwight in the paint. The big guy, Dwight Howard. He had a couple blocks though on Tony Parker. Ginobili had a good night for the Spurs, 18 points. And he was productive, man. He had, I think, yeah, he had 20 minutes overall. 18 points, 20 minutes. Now that is a solid. That's a solid performance.
Our philosophy possibly
that's just capitalizing on your you're making a difference.
Absolutely.
From the he had a couple of sweet three-pointers. And Mobley, I mean, they give him freedom. Popovich, the coach, I mean, they just give him freedom. I see Ginobili comes down the court. No pass, no nothing. Just stops and pulls up a three and hits it. I mean, he has that. He has that type of ability. He has the Popovich gives him the opportunity to do that. You know, not many people just go down the court and they're just gonna bomb up a three like that. And the coach be all right with it. But you know, he's very capable of doing that. He showed it today. And they took the first. They took the lead in the series. 1-0. Then Pacers, Indiana beat Atlanta today, 107-90. And the big man George, he was the guy today, 23 points. So yeah, I think the Pacers will take this series too. And I think they played at Indiana. I'm going with Indiana. They're gonna. I'll give Atlanta win in one. That's where I'm going. The series will go 4-1. In San Antonio series, I'm not giving Lakers any. I'm saying they're getting swept. You heard it here first. Lakers are garbage without Kobe. You know it's funny when they're interviewing after the game and you're interviewing Stephen Blake. With Kobe not there, like, are you serious? Winter, interview Stephen Blake? Spring, that white guy? Come on. Miss Miami, Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee maybe give Miami a little problem. You know? I think they got my boy Monte Ellis. I think he could give some problems. Milwaukee's not a bad team. I mean, they got the 8th seed, so they're playing that big dominant Heat right now. But I mean, they're not a bad team. They got Monte Ellis leading them, and yeah, they could be dangerous. They could be dangerous. And you know, last year with the Miami Heat, also, I mean, none of the games last year in the playoffs really came easy for them. You know, they struggle with the Indiana, took them to 7 in those final games, went to 7. You know, so they weren't getting by. They weren't just going in and dominating everybody. They, you know, they are definitely dominating. And it's a new year. But hey, that's why you play the game. You never know what's going to happen. So I'm going to give Milwaukee, I'll give them one win, too. I think that'll be a 4-1. Now we got Houston OKC also later today, 6:30. Make sure to check that one out. We got Harden. I still express we got that boy Harden playing his old team, OKC. He plays well against that team. He knows how they play. He knows what they go for on defense and everything. He played with them all last year. I mean, he played with them the last 4 years. He tore the team up last game they played. He had 46 points. So, I mean, look out for Harden having a big game. I mean, he needs to if Houston's going to do anything against OKC. He needs to be huge. I mean, OKC, that's just a dangerous team. I don't think many people have a chance against Miami stopping them beating the rim. Beating them to repeat, but I mean, I think OKC would be that big team that could give them problems. Other than that, I really don't see the Heat losing this year. I feel like it's cursed. You can call it. He's taking the finals, I think, their repeat. Monday games. We got Monday tomorrow. Brooklyn, Chicago is playing game 2. And that is a the 5 o'clock game. The other Monday night game, LA Clippers and Memphis going into game 2. Oh, Nets are winning the series 1-0, by the way. I don't like Chicago at all without their growth. I don't like to watch them. They're not exciting without them. That's my guy. I know everybody's praying for his D-Rose's healthy comeback. And, I mean, it's funny. The doctors cleared him to be able to play. But, I mean, I think when you have that kind of injury and you were at the top of the league at every aspect, you know, you were the MVP, one of the best players in the league. And, I mean, once you're up there and you try to come back and you know that you wouldn't be, like, at your full capability, I think it's a pride thing. And I think, you know, you'd just be, like, kind of mediocre. And I don't think that's nothing at all what he wants. Like, when you come back like that, I mean, you want to be the best that you possibly be. And I just don't think that he was ready to come back and not be a huge, you know, the huge player that he can be. I think he's, you know, he wants to come back next season. He wants to come back stronger than ever. I mean, I know he's doing everything he can in that, in his, you know, rehab. They have all these trainers and everything. And he's working every day. I know he's going to come back strong. But yeah, like I said, I just don't think he wants to come back that early and not be a huge, huge factor like he knows he can be. So, I mean, hey, I'm waiting for you, D-Rose. I'm praying for you. Praying for that healthy comeback, man. That's too bad. Just one little instant, and you can just, that just changes the whole, your whole career. It's too bad. Yeah, so that series is 1-0. Chicago, Brooklyn. I'm going Brooklyn in 6. And Chicago will give them a little problem. Clippers next. So Clippers in 5. That's a good thing right there. Clippers will go for 5. That's the better LA. Those Lakers are dropping off. They ain't doing much. Tuesday's game, we're back to our hometown Golden State. They lost a real tough one in Denver. And they lost 97-95. So Denver's leading that series 1-0. And a huge loss. For the Golden State Warriors. David Lee goes down. And that's just terrible to see. Huge, huge contribution to the team. You know, he had a handful of 2010 games. So, I mean, he's huge on that aspect. Being able to get some boards. Being able to, you know, he's a little spark plug too. He's not flashy. He's not, you know, not a flashy guy, but he got the job done. Yeah, Denver this season, I mean, they only have 3 losses at home. I don't know whether it's that high altitude not everybody's ready for, or I don't know what it is. You know that was the man, blind like a contraband with a fake-ass hologram. No more looking for bums, standing in the rain, stranded on Broadway, and giving them all my change. The rest of the summer, man, I was all paid. 17 had it made, getting drunk every day. Hey, I got treated a whole way because of the piece of plastic that proved that was a bucket of the game. You know what I'm saying? And that was because and you're the substitution that had to be made
17, like,
because of Dave Lee went down. Like so the
now for the next 3 years, I had so much fun getting drunk at hip-hop clubs where you had to be 21.
Andre Miller, the veteran, you can see that. He just gave him a couple moves, gets the layup. Yeah, 14 years Andre Miller's been in the league. He's still got it. That's a veteran right there. You know, you attack the rookie. And that's game over. But that motherfucker was tougher than Shaq on crack. I should have punched him, but I would have reached his knee. Leading stats. Clay Thompson at 22. Smiling and calling me dumb shit. And if I would have let myself, I would have cried in public. Miller, Andre Miller at 28. No, I'm like, give it back, bro. But no, left my team is jacked by the Caucasian Depot. Tyson Chandler.
I'm laughing right now, but at the time, it really was not funny. And it's still not very funny.
Tyson Chandler.
Fucker. Bitch, why you gotta take my ID? Why do I gotta be 21 to drink a long island iced tea? I hate bouncers with their bald heads and 10-foot tall legs and shirts that they outgrew when they were like 10. Your mother is dumb for having you. You're bouncer because you have a small dick, and as a kid, everyone laughed at you.
He had a couple votes for sixth player of the year. He's got my vote. He was a beast. He's a beast for us. He's like a little bulldog, man. He's a spark plug. Just like that Nate Robinson guy for
sure they make great husbands and really strong dads, but hopefully you've learned a lesson from me. Never take an MC's fake.
Yeah, he had 35 against
the MC's fake ID. The Heat a couple days ago, because you're gonna get burned if you step to MC's.
We met at a concert, you were wearing
Curry with the he had two steals last night. Jared Jack, 10 assists, Andrew Bogut, 4 blocks, and for rebounds, they had 2 players with 14.
When we said goodbye,
wow. Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, I think for these Warriors to be able to beat this explosive Denver team, is those threes got to be on now. I mean, without David Lee being able to get offensive boards, everything. I mean, you can really, offensive boards is all it is hustle. You know, you just hustle for the right position if you're in the right spot. That's all it is. But now with David Lee out, I mean, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson really got to be on their games. They really got to start hitting their shots, getting those to fall. And Curry, if you're listening, congrats on the three-point record, baby. He just took Ray Allen's single-season record for three-pointers made in the season. And he did it. He did it with, like, 50 less attempts as well. So his shooting percentage is just off the hook. He's a beast. That's my boy. Congrats, Curry. But, hey, it's the playoffs now, so that's in the rear view. Let's go. Keep hitting your threes, and we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We need to get past this first round real quick. All right, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. But stay tuned. I'm going to talk about more on the playoffs and these hot Giants right now. Quick little update. They are still up 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Two outs, one strike, two balls, 200 pence. All right, stay tuned. You listen to all sorts of sports on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Who this?
Yo, it's Spoon. Let's go up to the beach, man, and catch some females and have a barbecue.
How we gonna get there? We ain't got no car. Fool.
Without living in fear of a drive-by, and even if I get away from them drive-by killers, I still got to worry about those snitch-ass niggas. I keep on searching and I keep on looking, but niggas are the same from Watts to Brooklyn. I try to keep.
Light as a feather when I'm floating through, reading through the daily news, measuring the hurt within the golden rule. Centimeters of ether, I'm heating the speaker. Motivational teacher with words that burn people. Singing the headlines, line with discord. It's either genocide or the planet in uproar. Never good, the rules in paradise are never nice. The best laid plans of mice and men are never right. I'm just a vagabond with flowers for Algernon. An average Joe who knows what the fuck is going on. It's the hope of my thoughts that I travel upon. Fly like an arrow of God until I'm gone. So drifting away like a feather in air. Letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever. Elevator, riding the escalator to this something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air. Letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever. Elevator, riding the escalator to this something that is greater.
Taking chances, word tap dancing with wolves in an ice arena. Propaganda, 6 o'clock, news and insane. Cultures clash, all black folk and white trash. They rebel in the cyberspace and might crash. Dash to millennium, a million miles are running. At the speed of now, bow, don't return gunning. Rambo style gun, hold child gunning. Airbow plow, two times loud, stunning.
Stunning, when they hit you, lift you off the earth like, hey yo, take you right back to earth. And niggas wonder why, they might wonder why this shit might happen, but it does. They go.
Drifting away like a feather in air, letting my words take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater. So I'm drifting away like a feather in air, letting my soul take me away from the hurt and despair. So I'm keeping it vertical forever, elevator, riding the escalator to the something that is greater.
Treat you better than me, cause that's the heaven.
wishing, man, listen, I glisten like sun and water while fishing. Bust the move in this word, serve words with nerve embedded. I said it word, damn you nerd, man, you heard. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers get silly and sally, them founding alleys and rally. Really, so here we go. Now holla if you hear me though. Come and feel me, flow. Never nixing with tricking brothers, bitching over fixes that ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written on. You're like a platter, bad platter, boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started, so what, so long, see you fly by my tribe. How else could I say it when you play a tribe? Boom, bye bye, bye bye. On point like this, almost manhandling noodles. Partying with the zoo crew, looking for the pink and poo-poos. I thought you knew two stone styles of stamina, jamming. And while we're planning a jam, we bust, bust with a party. Amateur damages, manager damaging mice, men, and even mannequins. You're a fan again. Vertebrae's word to hey, I ho. The way I show you, pray I flow. Steady breaking to the boogie, so bang time to slang bang and watch all the boot tang tang.
Welcome back, All Sorts of Sports, on radio.dominican.edu. You listen to DJ Kokdoc every week on Sundays, 3 to 5. So make sure you tune in every Sunday, 3 to 5. You know, usually you hear my partner, DJ Showtime, too. Wanted to call, you know, feel free to call, bring in some opinions, whatever you got to say. You don't like what I'm saying, our station number 415-482-3587. I'll say that again, 415-482-3587. So if you got anything to say, feel free to call. I was just gonna wrap up these talking about basketball. So they kind of had these, like all the analysts and everything for SportsCenter, ESPN, all that stuff. And everybody pretty much put in their vote on like player of the year, sixth man of the year, whatever. And MVP, you know, it was really not a surprise. It was unanimous. That's that boy LeBron James. And he's just an animal. There's really... I don't know, you can't ever say too much about that guy. He just keeps getting better. His career is just... But I heard rumors after this year for the 2014 free agency that he would go to Cleveland again, back to Cleveland. I would like that a lot. That would be crazy. I think he could win a championship with little Kyrie Irving too. Absolutely. After all those burning of his jerseys, all the fans real upset at him, I guarantee they would open up their arms again. They would freaking kiss the ground he walks on, man. He's an animal. I'm sure they would love him. Love to have him back. So hey, LeBron, you know, maybe give it a thought. And we're looking at Rookie of the Year. And that was almost unanimous as well. Damian Lillard on the Trailblazers. Yeah, he's a good little player for sure. He was crafty. He's a crafty guy. And, I mean, a couple votes went to Anthony Davis because of that, his eyebrows. Horrendous looking. How do you not do something like that? Huh? You serious? That's the look you're going for? Huh. Skeptical. Sixth man of the year. That's that boy, J.R. Smith. He got the most votes. And, I mean, he absolutely deserves that thing. And the other votes went to Kevin Martin and Jamal Crawford. And, I mean, J.R. Smith on New York, I think he does deserve it because of how his team is doing as well. And the way that he plays on that team, the role that he plays on that team. I mean, he may be coming off the bench, but I think that's because maybe he likes to come off the bench. And I mean, he really does provide a huge offensive factor for that team. I mean, if it's not in Carmelo's hands, then I mean, he's the next one who you want to have the ball, pretty much. But of course, they have that underrated big man in there, Tyson Chandler. He's a great little player too, and I just think that he gets looked past a lot as the big man. I mean, he's a good player. And Kevin Martin, he got the second most votes, and he's on the Thunder. I mean, yeah, he's a great player, great shooter. I don't think he plays as big of a role on the Thunder though, with Kevin Durant and Westbrook. I mean, they're always gonna have the ball, taking all the shots. And Kevin Martin does, he does produce for that team, but not as much as J.R. Smith does for New York. And I think that's why that J.R. Smith is up there on the votes. Jamal Crawford for the Clippers. And I mean, these are all, like, I think it makes sense. These are all high-seeded teams. These are all real good teams that they're on. And so to be a part of that and be the sixth man, I mean, I think it takes your team having to do good too. It's not just like a, it's not really a stats, like a personal, it is stats, but like a personal kind of thing. It's It's how you do and how you help your team as well. And all these guys absolutely do that. And I was upset that Jared Jack for the Warriors didn't get any votes, didn't get any attention. No love. And I mean he's a spark plug, man. He definitely deserves recognition, at least, of being that great sixth man. Like his game is funny. I've learned to, you know, before I was like, no, don't take that shot. And then, like, he makes it. And, I mean, he acts like nothing happened. And so I've learned to hold in my upsetting comments before he shoots. Because, I mean, he just seems to make all these crazy shots all the time. He loves those little floaters in the lane, too. He's just a little guy coming down. You got to float it up, man. Those guys are huge down there. 7 feet, 6'10", whatever. You're going to need to add a little arc on there to get that shot off. And, hey, he's mastered it. He's good at it. Giants update, 5-0. And, well, actually, game over. Bottom of the ninth. Didn't have to come down to it. We had 8 hits to their 6. Zito gets the win, 1-7. And let's see who got the save. Who got the save? I'm going to guess Romo. It is... What is that? Huh. I can't seem to find it right now. I'm going to guess Romo, though. That's my reliever. That's my guy. That's my closer. Yeah, I wish we could have Brian Wilson pitch again. I don't know what the deal is with him. I definitely don't see Brian Wilson being on any other team though than the Giants. He's just a Giant. That's what he is. Who the hell would you like to see Brian Wilson on the Dodgers? How ridiculous would that be? Gosh darn ridiculous. Dodgers are 8-10 this year, baby. Yeah, below 500. And Colorado Rockies in the Giants division, I mean, they're 13-4. They came out hot to start off the season. Wow, and they just won yesterday, beat Arizona 4-3. That was their last game. Giants played today, beat the Padres. That's not like huge. The Padres are pretty terrible this year. 5-12 at least right now. It's a long season though. I ain't saying it, there's no time to come back. But yeah, SF 11-7 this year. They're starting off alright. That's not too bad. I mean, once all these hitters start going for us, we are just a deadly, deadly force, man. I mean, we've got some speed on the bags. We got Torres back from New York from last year. That was funny. I thought so. He went from the Giants. At least he won a World Series though. So he went from the Giants, 2010, and then 2011 he was gone. 2012 he's back. Cause you need that speed, man. You need them. And we got Pagan stealing bases too. Pagan's fast. We got Blanco. I mean, we got some speed on the bases. Hunter Pence is kind of a funky speed. I mean, but he's no slouch. He's no slouch in that department. And yeah, like I said, when these guys start hitting, I mean, Buster's only hitting 231 today. Overall. It's going to boost it up today. He had a good game. He had a 2-run jack, too. First of the year. And nobody's in doubt of Buster. The guy can flat-out ball. I mean, it's not even like a long shot to say that, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer right now. And this is his third year. And that's just amazing. Like, the effect that he has on the team, is just unbelievable. And at the catcher position too, that's very rare to have. That's why I think he won the MVP, was because he was battling with an outfielder. I mean, outfielders, you know, a catcher is just so much more of a vital position. You know, if your catcher is out there, he's catching and he can hit the way that Buster did, it's just ridiculous. You're always gonna have those hitters who can hit, and they'll just throw them in the outfield, and you know that'll be fine. But Buster is, and the effect you can tell, because when he was injured, and that year that he was out, I mean the Giants were all right. So they went from winning the World Series his rookie year. Then he got hurt, and after that, like they were all right. He comes back and they win the World Series again. Like, you kidding me, blood? Like that's just a gamer right there. That's a gamer. We get big old Pablo starting to hit again. I like our lineup a lot. Pagan starting off. Yeah, I saw funny. Zito was before today. He was 3-for-4, sitting 3.750. I thought that was pretty funny. Don't pitch to him, man. He can hit. All right, I'm gonna go to a quick commercial break. So don't go anywhere. I'm talking more baseball when we get back. You listen to radio.dominican.edu. All sorts of sports.
Come quick, girl, I'm gone right away. Yeah, you nasty. Sally up, that Green Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, that Green Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, that Green Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, that Green Sally down.
There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right, I'm back. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports on radio.dominican.edu. You listen to DJ Coke Dog, your boy. Yeah, so I will go over for you the standings right now of MLB. It's what I said I would do. So yeah, let's look at here. Let's look at the American League. We got Boston on the top of the East Division, followed by the Yankees, 10-7. Boston's 12-5 right now, which is good for that town. They needed that. And as a matter of fact, they actually
push out the gate again.
In the Boston Marathon,
little shindig
they had there.
Yes, they
ended up catching the second guy from those bombings in a boat. The boat wasn't even in the water. They just found him. He was all bloodied. I think probably from the from that little gunfight they had at whatever after they robbed the 7-Eleven. I think maybe he might have got shot. But yeah, he was bleeding. They found him in a boat. Somebody called the police and they just surrounded him. So yeah, I think they were questioning him in the hospital if he was in good enough condition to even answer questions. I'm not sure. But yeah, so Boston, they were after four deaths and many injured. Yeah, the city can sleep a little better, I think. There was, you know, they had celebrations as soon as they heard that he got caught. So that's good. And it was funny, I saw Will Ferrell, one of his like tweets. It was pretty funny. He's like, Boston is the only major city in America that if you mess around with them, then they're gonna stop everything they do and they're gonna find you. If you mess with their city, they're gonna stop everything, you know, lock down the whole city and pretty much look for you. I thought that was pretty funny, because that's kind of true. They just pretty much stopped everything they were doing and they're like, all right, we gotta find these guys. And they killed one and got the other one. That's what I'm talking about. Don't mess with America, man. Let's hang him by his thumbs. That'd be brutal. Alright, back to the standings. We're looking at Kansas City in the Central, in the American League Central Division. They're on top at 9-7. Minnesota's following them. Minnesota Twins 8-7. Oh, well, that just does 9. So Detroit is below Minnesota for some reason, and they are 9-8. So that doesn't make sense to me. But yeah, 8-7, I guess, is better than 9-8. Yeah, actually, makes sense. The West Division, American League, Texas is on top at 12-6. they just beat Seattle their last game 11-3. They got hitting power for sure. And the Angels, after buying all those, they just got Josh Hamilton. They talk about their sweet order and everything like that. They're sitting at 6-10, so not that great of a record. You can't buy chemistry. You just can't. I always say that. Like our Giants, we just had a bunch of like guys from other teams. They were, you know, no superstars, man. That's what makes it so great to see them come together. Like they do. The Giants are just freaking fun to watch. All right, now in the National League, Atlanta, they were real hot in the beginning, and they 13-5. Second best record in the league. So yeah, those two brothers, the Upton brothers, are both now in. Yeah, that's real cool to be able to play. They're both in the outfield too, right next to each other, center and left field. And I mean, that would be just so cool, playing at the very top of the very highest possible place to play, and you're doing it right alongside your brother. I'm sure there's nothing like it. But yeah, they're just dominating, I think, and they're just going off. 13-5. They both came from different teams. And they just joined on that team. That's pretty sweet. Wait, that's not true. I believe, was it Justin Upton or BJ Upton on? Yeah, so one of them was already on Atlanta. But Washington is trailing them at 10-8. New York Mets is right below them, 9-8. In the Central Division, National League, we got St. Louis on top, 10-7. And right below them is Cincinnati, 11-8. Pittsburgh, 10-8. Milwaukee, 9-8. The Chicago Cubs are the scrubs of that division at 5-12. In the hometown, we're looking west, National League West, baby, that's us. Got Colorado at the top, so yeah, they have the best record in the league right now at 13-4. They've been hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, so they're on a 6-game win streak. And then right below, our beloved Giants, SF, baby, 12-7. So that's not too bad. We're on a 3-game win streak right now, 6-4 in our last 10. In our home, we're 7-2 at home. That's what I'm talking about. 5-5 away. Yeah, but that I think the Giants just have the best stadium in the league. There's nothing like that stadium. They just have a great atmosphere there. I think so. Arizona's right below SF at 9-8. Here, man. And then those Dodgers. Screw you, Dodgers. 8-10 this year. They're 3-7 in their last 10. And then San Diego are the scrubs of the league, of our division. We just took them out today, 5-0. And that's the second or third game against the Dodgers. Yeah, so I believe we just swept them. Swept them in three. 5-13 Dodgers. San Diego. San Diego might mean whales for Giants. Did you hear that? Yeah, actually, here's some big news for the NFL. Moving along to NFL. I always love watching the football. But yeah, that's huge. Is Darrelle Revis got traded to the Bucks? The Jets agreed to that deal. So they get 11th round pick for Darrelle Revis and some kind of pick in 2015 or late 2014. It's like, that's what you're gonna give up for the best corner in the league, the most valuable defensive player, probably. Well, I mean, not this last year, but I mean, he's very capable of doing that. I mean, he was hurt, so we're gonna have to see how well he's going to be able to come back after his ACL surgery. I mean, I don't think he's going to have too tough of a time. He's done all his rehab. He says he's feeling good. And I mean, I think that was a freaking steal for the Bucks. They just made their defense a lot better. And they actually, he's joining our Deshaun Goldston too over there. So they got that hard-hitting safety. And then you got a lockdown corner. I think receivers are going to have a tough time. The Bucks this year, it's looking like it. So you're either gonna get hit by Deshaun Goldston, or you got Darrell Revis all up in your pocket. You better come to play when you play the Bucks, I guess. And I mean, hey, I think they're gonna be a nice, good little team next year. Josh Freeman, he's starting to improve for sure, and then little Dougie Martin at running back, that rookie. Yeah, he's a good player too. So I think the Bucks are gonna be might be a little force next year. I wouldn't mind seeing that. My Super Bowl prediction: shooting out the Niners are gonna win this one. My brother actually he was talking on. We were playing Call of Duty, whatever. In those little microphone headsets, so you hear everybody else. You can talk to the other people that you're playing with. And one of them, he has like a little clan tag that says he's a Niner fan. And this guy on the Ravens, or this guy that we were playing with, was a Ravens fan. And he tried to talk a little trash, it was about all some nonsense there, Super Bowl win, whatever. But it's like, all right, so next year, yeah, you guys won the Super Bowl, congrats, the whole deal. You know, if the Niners maybe started off a little better, that would have been an easier comeback. But anyway, yeah, so the Ravens pretty much traded away, or they retired, like, their whole, all their, like, starting defense, their best player. So they lose Anquan Boldin. They lose Ed Reed to the Texans. They're losing Ray Lewis, retired. They're losing the big Kruger on the D-line. They're losing one of their corners. So, I mean, that all right there is the most tackles. That was Ray Lewis. So, on the defense, most tackles, most sacks was the Kruger guy on the D-line. Most interceptions was Ed Reed. They're losing him. Most catches for wide receiver Anquan Boldin, they're losing him. Most touchdowns. So all this, are you serious? So they pretty much just won the Super Bowl and just get rid of all their players that got him there. It's just a silly thinking. It's just silly thinking. What are you doing, fellas? I mean, they got a couple more acquisitions, but other than, like, you, they lost a lot more than they got, I'll tell you that. That's what I'm saying. And nothing against the Joe. I think Joe Flacco had a great, great playoffs. Historical, actually. He tied Joe Montana for most touchdown passes. Joe Flacco was 11 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in those playoffs to that victory to the Super Bowl. Nothing against him, but also before the playoffs, he had one of the worst quarterback ratings average in the NFL. So I mean, he's got potential to be good, but at the same time, and he's got two of the worst QBRs in the history. Like, he also has the potential to do terribly. And then he always calls himself elite, all that stuff. I mean, he made his claim, made his argument in those playoffs, but I'm still not buying it. You ain't elite to me, Joe. You're not. I'm sorry. You got some work to do to be up there with Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. Like, what? That's not you, Joe. You ain't up there. All right. You know what? This is about wrapping it up, I believe. I gotta go a little early. I'm sorry. We had I got some work to do. But tune in next Sunday, 3 to 5. I'll be here with my partner Showtimer, and we'll be we'll be here giving you the news. Thanks for listening to All Sorts of Sports on radio.dominican.edu. Stay classy.
They can't keep me on the shelf. Stores restock me. Whores be jockeying. Benny Hanna waitresses pour me sake. Catch poppy sloppy freaking Puerto Ricans. And when it's late, I swing eights at Beacon. Ain't no sleeping, nigga, I'm the mob. And nigga, being the mob is a full-time job. Axe Hive and Excelsior. Mob niggas live a little healthier, a little wealthier. Without helping her, but I'm a pimp, so I'm gonna get help from her. We on the wharf at Joe's, getting our crab on. Lobster tails with the Alaskan ass.
I'm doing it, bitch.
And Fasanah.
You can't ruin it, bitch.
Fasanah.
You should take it off tonight.
And menage a trois.
For the walk and fly.
Menage a trois.
I'm doing it, bitch.
And Fasanah.
You can't ruin it, bitch.
Fasanah.
You should take it off tonight.
Menage a trois.
For the walk and fly.
I went from sleeping in cars to living residential. A street star, you can check my credentials. Ronald Reagan, living presidential. Expensive utensils, not the essentials. I'm here some fools, nigga Al Bubu. The genie of the lamp, Muhammad Al Bubu. Got gun and will shoot, I run and will school. Fuck twos and views, I'm coming for real loot. I'll kill you, tell a bitch what she'll do. Enough bread to make your man switch teams and kill you. You're really far-fetched. I'm playing for the A's. Is you working for the Mets? Place your bets. The odds are against me. It's Russian roulette. I got the mob niggas with me.
I'm doing it, bitch.
And Fasanah.
You can't ruin it, bitch.
Fasanah.
So take it off tonight.
And menage a trois.
Or walk and fly.
Menage a trois.
I'm doing it, bitch.
And Fasanah.
You can't ruin it, bitch.
Fasanah.
So take it off tonight.
Menage a trois.
Or walk and fly.